We got your music here. You're there, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What it is?
What's going on, Hound?
Nice to see you stayed awake for it today.
Well, yeah, I had to finally resort to sticking the tinfoil in the antenna of the bad box.
Oh, no.
Receive the Hound in the wonder of the green room.
Well, you know, maybe you should put that in your letter to the station for the FCC purposes.
I think so. It's bad enough already.
Bruce has a happen an instrument going here. Dan Electro, hollow body with one of those lipstick holder pickups on it.
You know what I got?
Can you hear him?
Yeah. Here, tell Bruce to listen to this. You know, I have this little minute bit of computer chips in my room, but I figured I'd come up with a sound that he would already know and love. Check it out. This is Bruce's beat.
Go for it.
So can Bruce jam with that?
Yeah, I believe he could.
I know it's out there somewhere.
Well, it's a goofy team lead, and Bruce is crazy. He ain't got no amp, and he's pretty lazy. A goofy team beat, goofy team beat.
Oh, Roscoe, songwriting. You had some good ideas for songs the other night.
Yeah, I know. Don't give them away on the radio.
Okay.
Well, are you concerned about theft in this matter?
What?
Well, we know about the theft. Are you kidding?
What?
You turn on David Letterman any day of the week and hear our jokes. I've heard them.
Or any of these HBO, these cheapo movies that these guys that we know who have dough that we don't, where do you think they get it?
Yeah.
They don't get it from the secretarial pool.
When I heard Dave Letterman saying, "We do chicken right,"
Does that mean Colonel Sanders got it from us as well?
Yes.
Didn't you know that?
Yeah.
What, you didn't know that?
So how's your vibe there, Roscoe?
The vibe is, the main part of the vibe is that I'm here and I'm really sorry that I slept through the last couple. You know, sometimes it is harder for me to do the vibe report from 11th Street than it is from, you know, foreign land.
Well, nice to see you're getting your sleep. Certainly the Flat Duojets have helped you insomnia, I understand.
Yeah, there's a hell of a band. I can't even sleep in a car. But somehow the Flat Duojets, they just
lulled you to sleep?
Well, no.
I think they were great, man.
I think they were good, too. It was just their thing totally coincided with mine, and what mine needed was a little bit of snoozing.
A little bit of rest, yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, the fact that we, like, drank lunch and dinner probably didn't help much.
For days. And then, see, the other thing for the last couple of vibe reports that made it tough is Warner is always calling me on Friday at, like, 4 or 5 in the afternoon to go drink at this bar where he's been plying the same barmaid with tons of tips for, like, a year or so. So it's one of these, you can't even wait for your money to run out.
And he's got a credit card.
Yeah, it
doesn't
work.
Just in case.
You know, and Friday night is not a place to be out early. Last night it was the same deal again. I don't know. Kind of a citizen vibe, and I don't know too much about it, and that's why I slept through the last couple of vibe reports. So, well, that's kind of my vibe.
Well, that's a good one.
Next week I'll try to get, you know, some tracks down with the Bruce beat here.
Okay.
Let me see, maybe I can go through a couple of different reverbs here. Oh, that's more of a big one. Let's get a gated one. It's sort of a Phil Collins teen beat. There we go, there it is. See, now, maybe that'll make us commercial. The teen beat, stupid teen beat. We got the silly teen beat.
We'll have to get an amp out here for old Bruce. Are we here? I think Sco left us.
Probably just as well.
Okay, that's today's State of the Vibe Report. We got our Vibe.
Roscoe, we salute you.